Charles Moon versus Dennis Ranky.
On a Wednesday morning, the Franklin County Eviction Court is bustling. There are 100 cases on the docket for today, and that's light compared to the average of 130. And things move fast. It takes less than 1 minute for most of these cases to be processed.
Is the tenant behind in rent at that time?
Yes, he was.
Is the tenant still behind in rent?
Yes, he is.
And is the tenant still in the property as far as you know?
Once the magistrate has asked those three questions,
I'll find for the plaintiff.
An eviction has been ordered. Here, the majority of evictions are for a failure to pay rent. And that really frustrates landlords like Daryl Spiegel, who says he has to come here at least once a month.
It's sad sometimes because these are people that you know and you know they're trying. It's one of those things where, well, we're just being greedy landlords. No, I got a staff to pay. I've got all this other stuff to pay. So
in Franklin County, about 19,000 eviction notices are filed each year. That's by far the highest rate in the state. Last year, about two-thirds of these cases resulted in a court-ordered eviction. Other tenants moved out voluntarily or struck a deal with their landlord. That's a lot of people falling behind on their rent. Reed Jordan, a researcher at the Urban Institute, a D.C. economic think tank, says what's happening in Columbus is affecting plenty of U.S. cities.
You know, nationally, we have an affordable housing crisis, and that means a lot of renter households are paying too much on rent.
Over the past 15 years, the cost of rent in Columbus has steadily risen, and so has the rate of evictions. Add to that a rental market that has grown substantially. According to the U.S. Census, there are now more renters in Columbus than homeowners. Jordan says that for low-income families, this market is squeezing them out.
If you're paying too much on housing, you're going to sacrifice in a lot of areas.
Things like food and healthcare will take a backseat to making rent, and this affects a lot of families. According to research by the Urban Institute, Columbus has more than 59,000 extremely low-income households, and only a quarter of them will find an affordable rental unit. Most will wind up paying more than they can afford, and that means they're more likely to fall behind on rent. Shelley Whalen directs Community Mediation Services. She and her team give workshops at local homeless shelters on how to avoid eviction.
90% of all tenants that we work with who are at imminent risk of eviction got there because of late or non-payment of rent.
According to their research, 61% of their participants at the homeless shelters have been evicted in the past. And that can be a hurdle to ever getting back on their feet.
And frankly, once you have an eviction on your record, it makes it very difficult for you to be able to access a better quality of housing in the future.
In a competitive rental market like Columbus, landlords won't choose to rent to tenants with a bad history. People who have been evicted are pushed into less desirable areas. Whalen says if she can teach people about tenant laws and what to do if they fall behind on rent, they can avoid the setback of an eviction. Mara, a single mom, plays with her two young kids at the YWCA family shelter.
Yeah, this is my, she's one. She just turned one in February. This is what I'm doing it for.
Mara, who's asked that we not use her full name, says she's been evicted twice now.
Yeah, it feels like a heavy weight, and it's very stressful for me. I feel helpless.
Both times, Mara had a full-time job, but still fell behind on rent. She says more than half of her monthly income went to pay for her studio apartment near Gahanna.
Seemed like every time I got paid, it was just like the whole check just got ripped out of my hand.
The cost of raising two kids caught up to her, and Mara explained to her landlord that she needed more time. But when she finally got the money together, it was too late.
He wouldn't work with me, you know, because I was already behind. I was only behind a month. I still got that letter. I went to court. I had to be out the next day.
Mara says she lost her job because of the days she had to take off to go to court and move. She and her kids couch surfed and stayed with family until they eventually wound up at the YWCA shelter. She completed the eviction prevention workshop and says she learned how to better protect herself in the future.
If I would have knew what I knew now, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in right now with my evictions and having to stay here.
Mara says she'll try and work with her former landlord. If she can pay him what she owes, he might nullify her last eviction. That way, her and her family can keep moving forward. Esther Honig, WOSU News.